Well, I hope and pray all are doing well this morning. What a beautiful morning in the Lord. You know, it doesn't matter what the weather's doing. It's always a good morning when you're in worship with the Lord Jesus Christ and have Him as your own personal Savior. And it's just really a cool, cool, cool thing. But welcome to Bethel United Methodist Church online worship service. And we're grateful that you tuned in. Not too many announcements today. One announcement that is really important, and it's a testament to God's people here at Bethel. Betty had told us that we have now paid 100% of our apportionments. For old-time Methodists, they know what apportionments mean. For people that just today, we don't call them apportionments that much in our conversations. We call it shared giving. And it kind of works just like personal tithes, gifts, and offering. You all do tithes, gifts, and offering to Bethel United Methodist Church to keep the church going and pay the pastor and the different bills, electricity, and all that. But then we, as a local church of the Florida United Methodist Church, we basically tithe to the conference. Now, a lot of times when it works out, it almost works out to be 10% of our budget or our incoming monies, basically. And then we send that off to the conference. It's not an exact tithe, but it's an easy way to understand it. And then, of course, in turn, the conference is able to do different ministries and so forth, pastoral support, youth ministries, and it's a wonderful way to do it. But thank God we have paid 100%. They give us a guide every year to try to meet, and we met that 100%. It's a testament to the people here at Bethel, and I thank God for your tithes, your gifts, and your offerings. Also, thank God for all your services, the volunteerism, the trustees, and all the things that are happening around here that wouldn't happen unless people just have the spirit to do them. I just find it interesting when you look around the church and say, oh, I wonder who did that, or I wonder who did that. The doorknob was broken in my office here a couple of weeks ago, and I called Donnie and told him about it, and I didn't think no more of it. And I come back to church the next week, and voila, I had a brand new doorknob. And there's a lot of people that do things around the church that nobody really knows. They just do it, and we thank God for that because God knows. So, we'd ask, are any birthdays this week? Not sure of any. I'm sure there always is. We find out later sometimes, but I don't know of any. We would love to do them if you're not going to be in church, that we're going to celebrate your birthday. Send Phil or myself a note and give us a little reminder. Hey, I got a birthday coming up, because I love singing birthday songs. So, since I don't know anybody, we just turn it over to the Lord. Say, Lord, if there's anybody out there that's got a birthday this week, let them hear this wonderful song. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God bless you, happy birthday to you, and many more. What a wonderful joy it is also to celebrate anniversaries. Don't know of any anniversaries either, but anniversaries are special. It could be wedding anniversaries, a job anniversary, some milestone in your life that you like to proclaim and just recognize a special time in your life. So we ask for happy anniversary song. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. And we always take time just to welcome you and say thank God that you're here and that you're tuning in. And we thank you for all of that. In Yeshua's precious name, amen. Have a wonderful day.